The fifth quarter.
GMHBA Stadium on a Friday night. Lights are out. The internal advertising hoardings of LED lit up, keeping us somewhat in the light as opposed to in the dark. But Geelong tonight very much in the dark, losing by 19 points to the GWS Giants. We kept an eye on a couple of head-to-head matchups for Geelong Insurance Brokers, geelonginsurancebrokers.com.au, and it was the influence on the game of Green versus Rowan and Stewart versus Haynes, and they were big knockout blows.
Yeah, they were, Kingy, and Toby Green is an outstanding player. He gets involved with everything. We know he sort of plays on the edge in the thing with Dangerfield. The match review panel will have a look at that. You can't be going around throwing your arm up, I wouldn't have thought. But he did kick four goals, and he was dominant. He had a massive influence on the game. So he clearly was. Gary Rowan did come out of the game in the second half with that sore hip. He was hampered by it early, but Toby Green's influence on the game completely outweighed that of Gary Rowan. And the other one, Nick Haynes, he's a quality player, and he was a really good four-quarter performance. It was interesting Geelong chose to throw Jack Henry forward. He had his hands full for a little bit of a moment there, but he was a consistent four-quarter performer. I thought Tom Stewart's second half, Kingy, he certainly got back into the game. I thought he was quite quiet by his own lofty standards in the first half. Had a good second half, but I think Nick Haynes was the winner of that battle as well. So two wins to the GWS Giants there.
Now, Geelong Insurance Brokers, of course, work for you to track down and recommend reputable insurers that offer you quality cover. That's why using a broker makes so much sense. But more than that, they love being a part of the local Geelong community. That's Geelong Insurance Brokers, geelonginsurancebrokers.com.au. Benny, the Curse High stats, some key numbers out of the evening. Maybe some numbers that maybe don't reflect GWS winning, but some numbers that in the end did reflect it.
Well, Geelong had 20 more inside 50s. You mentioned that, 64 to 44. They had clearances 39 to 32. That was in favour of Geelong, but GWS scored 8-1 from stoppages. So of their
what'd they score?
8-149.
Blimey.
Geelong kicked 3-927. So 8 of GWS's 13 goals were from stoppages. So Geelong had some breakdowns there in terms of their setup around the pill. GWS actually had 15 more disposals. It's been a while since a team has had more disposals than Geelong. Geelong had more marks. The contested possession is probably telling. They got pants in that area. Geelong, first time for quite some time, 154 to 136 in favour of the GWS. Tackle count was split down the middle, really, 77-71, so nothing in that. Individually, Joel Sowell was probably Geelong's best player. He was the one that was trying to do things, and at least looked like things were going to happen when he went near the ball. He tried his bum off. 27 possessions, 15 contested, 9 clearances and 7 inside 50s. Guthrie, in game 200, had 24 touches. Buse was pretty solid, 23. Tom Stewart, 22. Menegola, 22. Higgins, 21. Colajasny, 20 and kicked a goal. Not often Colajasny has had 20 touches and kicked a goal. In fact, he's never kicked a goal, but he doesn't get 20 touches too often either. Stanley's the man we spoke to post-game, 20 touches, 7 marks. Just some players who struggled. Close struggled tonight. It's going to happen in the position that he plays. He's still a young player. He only had 2 effective disposals, didn't kick a goal. Gary Rowan copped an injury early and was obviously severely hampered. He had 1 kick for the night. Radigalia was quiet. He kicked 2 goals, but he only had 4 kicks and 3 marks. Was very quiet. And Tom Hawkins, look, he's had a fantastic season. Tonight wasn't his night. He was soundly beaten by Sam Taylor, who's one of the emerging stars of the competition. And some of the kicking into Hawkins, it should be said, didn't exactly help him out. Narkle was quiet after coming on after quarter time. Blitzars was quiet. Just 11 touches, only 5 effective. Dalhouse, pretty quiet. 9 effective disposals, 3 tackles. And Holmes, a good experience for Holmes, but he's probably, well, it depends what happens with the injuries, I suppose, but he's not going to be there when the whips are cracking. So some players there that struggled. For GWS, Tirano, 34 touches. Whitfield, 34 touches. Cumming had 34 touches. So 3 players had 34 touches for Giants. Ward had 24. He was good. Taylor, we mentioned him, nearly best on ground, along with Haynes. They took the 2 key defenders, Taylor and Haynes, had 40 possessions, 18 marks, 17 contested possessions, 4 tackles for the night, and plenty of rebound 50s. So they were clearly their best players. Perryman, 19. Himmelberg, 18. Himmelberg was playing on Kruger. So good experience for Kruger tonight. Another great chance for him just to apply his craft. he was probably beaten on the night, but you know, it's all just good for him to get a crack at senior level. So only the injury is obviously the other thing to talk about. Kingy Tui with a hamstring, Rowan with a corky, and Dangerfield with some sort of throat injury. So they're counting the cost, the Cats, and Daniels obviously was injured for GWS with a hamstring as well.
Thank you for that, Benny. Good work by you. Kerr's Hire, of course, 100% locally owned and operated in Geelong, your local hire company since 1982. And you'll find a huge range of quality equipment for hire and sales at North Geelong, Grovedale, and Ocean Grove. Steamatic standout, Neody, delivering solutions, saving properties, and restoring lives in the greater Geelong area for 25 years. That's Steamatic. Who is your Steamatic standout of the evening?
Well, Kingy, it was a pretty hard decision, really, tonight. Ben just went through the numbers, and if, I think, what'd you say, four GWS Giants had the ball on a string all over 30 disposals. I was really impressed with Nick Haynes as well. Joel Selwood, yep, Geelong's best player, but not the most influential on the ground. Kingy, what I went for was the most influence on the ground. It actually came down to the two players we were having a look at in terms of the Geelong Insurance Brokers as well. But for, I've gone actually Steamatic standout. Toby Green's kicked four goals, and when it was up for grabs early, I thought he was absolutely dominant. So I'm going to go the standout player. The most influential player on the ground tonight was Toby Green.
Thank you for that. Good work, Neody. Steamatic, of course, your disaster restoration experts. Geelong and Warrnambool now employing over 40 local staff, and of course they are the leading provider of specialist cleaning and disaster management services in Australia. That is Steamatic. The fifth quarter.